Hello. Well, Sonia basically took the words out of my mouth, and while I was sitting, I was like, oh no, she's saying everything I wanted to say. So basically, yeah, just replay that in your head, and I'll just fill in the gaps. Basically, I had a desire to go back to the Philippines when I started. That was my intent, which is why I went to Bible college. I got to the point where I was so convinced that was what God wanted for me that I started hand washing my clothes. In the Philippines, there are no washing machines. And that lasted for a week. But no, it wasn't an overnight thing where God had to work in my life and just say, as Sonia said, just wait. And it seems to be the theme of a lot of the students this year, just have to wait for God's perfect time. I came to college without knowing what to expect, really. I was 17, out of school. Bible college was easier than school, but it was still pretty difficult. I still don't know what to think about it. It's just, I do know that I could not have spent the last 4 years any better way. College was tough, not just because of all the assignments, the tests, although they were pretty difficult, but it was a time where I was able to spend a lot of time with the Lord, and I just realized how much growing up I needed to do in Him. And as Pastor Schiavone put simply, you got to grow up. And that was true. And I did have to grow up. And Bible college was, I haven't been chastened and blessed in all my life than in the last 4 years, and I thank God for that. And also because of college, I found out how much I can do, or how little I can do without God. I mean, God is blessed. I don't mean to brag, but God has given me some skills that I could use for Him. But it really only is when I give myself to Him, when I surrender my talents to Him, that I see my full potential. And God has given me some great opportunities and privileges to serve Him using my abilities, and I just give all the glory and praise to Him. And Bible college was, although they're here to give you, all the tools you need, all the scholastic things you need to know about the books of the Bible to be able to, handle it well, I just thank God for all the challenges He put outside of the classroom, where I was able to put into practice the things that that were being taught inside the classroom. There are some things that can't be taught in a textbook, and Bible college is a great place for you to sort of go out into the highway, but with training wheels. And I'm just thankful for that. I just want to thank all the lecturers for being so patient with me. I wasn't the brightest student, and I'm embarrassed now, but I saw the Lord in all of them. There isn't one lecturer where I couldn't say that he was okay. They're all exceptional, and I look up to each one of them, and I praise the Lord for each one of them and the commitment they put. I mean, they come into college year in, year out, and here I am, very happy that I'm not going back anymore. Although I do want to go back, but just to listen, no exams. but no, they are a big blessing. And for those who are planning or thinking of going to college, please don't be intimidated by any of them. They're the best. Secondly, the students, my fellow students that have been just being with me the whole way. Thank you for putting up with my antics, and it's a defense mechanism where I joke around, but I really am very serious in my mind. So, like right now. No, you guys have all been a challenge to me. You guys have just pointed me to the Lord, and I looked forward. Every time I'm in college, every time I'm sitting in class, I just think that that's the best place I could be. I realize that now more than ever, now that I'm working and out in the world, where that Thursday morning or that Tuesday night is like a haven for me. And it just feels so good to be around fellow Christians and those who love the Lord. It feels so good. And that's one of the biggest things I'm going to miss. And I do want to mention, though, Judy and Jason for being a blessing, for putting up with me, and for helping me for the study notes, and for just the encouragement. Thank God for both of you. I want to thank my parents for just their encouragement, for being patient with me when I thought I knew everything after my first year at college. Thank you for keeping me level-headed, and I couldn't have been brought up in a better home. And I praise God for you. I want to thank my church family, Bethel Bible Baptist Church, for supporting me. They are faithful. We're not many, but they're faithful, and I plan to just serve alongside them until the Lord moves me on to a different place. I call it, Lord, for your prayers, and as to what the Lord wants me to do, where he wants me to go, I'm open to whatever he has for me, and but I'm just waiting, serving the place where God has put me and where I know I need to be for now. And thank you once again. Please come to SBBC if you're thinking about going to SBBC. You will not regret it. Thank you.